This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's a bright sunny day. Going to be a little less hot than it has been. So that's welcome. Mm-hmm. But it's nice and sunny. It's a good day for a Monday, you know. 8:39 in the morning, sunny day. I mean, I'll take it at that. Okay, it's time for the news. Let's do this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Fremont Bank. Fremont
Bank. Easy for them to say.
Fremont Bank.
All right. I got a bunch of stuff I'll try to run through here as quickly as possible. So much so that I do want to try and get some of this off my plate. First of all, the World Series is now set. The Dodgers will play the Rays. And the Bay Area says, pfft. The Niners, though, did win yesterday, which was a very exciting game. We looked good, and 24-16 over the Rams. Go Niners. Also, two football games on today, one at 2 o'clock and one at 5:15. So
thanks, COVID.
That is fun, right?
Sure, if you love football and you want to watch it all day, it's available today. It's like
right.
A third weekend day.
I watched... Weirdly, I got the chance to watch some of that Tampa Bay-Green Bay game and was like, Tampa Bay looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, ding dong.
They put it to the Packers, and the Packers are sort of the...
Come on, Greg,
I think they were undefeated.
Oh, okay.
Hey, 2 weeks, everyone, until the election. 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
It's like 14 or 15 days. So then you know what? And then we get to move on. And it will be whatever.
Do
it
we
will be.
Move on to what? The battle afterward? Oh my God.
Let's hope not. Let's hope that's not the case.
Let's hope. I like the peaceful transfer of power.
A lot of people, once in the quarantine or probably more appropriately put shelter in place, once they realized this was ongoing, the people decided to set goals for themselves. Here are some of the things, the most common goals that people had set. I don't know whether they achieved them or not. I'm sure some of you out there had similar thoughts. Eat healthier or follow a diet. Work out or exercise more. You'd think if you have more time, that would allow that, you know?
Yeah, I do not set those kind of goals for myself. My goals are use up all this paint. Right. It's not, I'm not working out. That's not.
Have a more positive attitude was on
the
list.
Yes. Oh, let's do that. That's hard. That is really hard actually right now. So that's a good goal to have.
Learn something new every day. That's nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good goal. It's a good goal.
I have my goal was to absolutely spend more time practicing guitar, but what the problem I had before continues to be the problem. Once I start making noise in that room, everyone knows where I am, and I end up with the whole family in my room. I don't know
so
what
like
it
the
is.
The Vinny Daily Rock Concert. I like it. You should podcast it.
The first kid. Hey, Dad. hey, honey, I'm, you know, I just got this thing going. I'm going to actually take a lesson. And then right around the corner, there's a 2-year-old.
Oh, great. Right.
Super. Now we're.
I thought that was her and not Chris, right?
And then right behind her is mom. Well, hey, where are the kids? Oh, you guys. And then, you know, let me grab a seat. So what are we doing?
Can you play something we can sing along to? Oh, man, that's funny.
Anyway, to a friend or a loved one once a day. Read more. These are the goals people had once the shelter in place became reality and not this, you know, couple weeks. Couple weeks. We'll be fine.
When it started to look long-term, people went, well, you know, I could do this with that.
Read more, practice meditation or mindfulness, and learn a new hobby. All of these things certainly will help you mentally survive, you know, this sort of isolation that we're dealing with. So I think it's all good.
Yeah, really anything to help you alleviate boredom and keep your mind occupied.
I don't know if this is a good move or a bad move. I'm guessing it won't work out long term, but
okay,
they say 1 in 4 single people had sex with their roommate during quarantine.
Oh boy.
That's from Match.com. You know, that becomes the thing. Here we are again.
And we're drinking.
Right.
I'm going to take my clothes off and just see what happens. Let's see how this goes. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to try it.
Did you, in your years before you, because I know you moved home, and then I know you moved from home. I think you moved in with John, right? You weren't living anywhere else in between there, or were you?
I think I lived at home until we moved to Florida. Yeah, right. I only ever had chick roommates too. I never
that was
going to
be the question.
Yeah.
If you had male roommates.
Did you ever bang a roommate?
Did I ever bang her? No, I mostly had boy roommates for many, many years. And the time I let a girl move in was
like
the time my carpet got destroyed because she said, "This carpet's filthy." And I said, "I know, and it's ruined." Yes. We walk barefoot a lot, and so the black, you know,
beach
on our feet ends up on the carpet, and yes, the carpet's ruined. We're just going to go with that until we're grown enough to stop going barefoot everywhere. And she said, "I can't." And when I was gone one day, she painted the carpet with spray paint. The whole carpet. I'm talking about.
Sounds like a great idea.
This was a townhouse.
Do people do that?
It was five stories.
Something that. 5 stories of painted carpet?
Yeah, it was.
How much paint did she get?
It was multi. I don't know. A lot. I'm guessing a lot of paint. She probably
Your
bought.
Dad
what,
own
you know
a
how,
paint store?
You know how you never judge paint, whether it's be spray paint or you know a can of paint. You never can really judge what you're going to need, and then you find out you're empty after a gallon, and you're still only half done. You're like,
Well, it does tell you how many square feet it covers right on the can.
If you can figure that stuff out, you're better than me at this stuff. I go with like this. I'll take one can and be back if I need more. Bye.
Yeah. All right.
You really figure that out?
Well, yes, more or less I do. I know if I need. But I usually buy that extra quart, you know, just in case. And for touch-up later rather than storing a whole gallon.
Look at you, how pro you are.
I am so pro, Vinny. You should see my paint closet.
This will be an interesting story for you. When I saw it, I thought of you because, you know, well, you'll see in
a second. Think of me all the time.
That is also true.
Yes.
Survey asked 30,000 Americans to answer this question. I want every one of you to answer this question.
Do we all yell it out at once?
By each other.
No lies, guys. No lies.
Okay.
Nicole.
Yeah, Nikki. To Jesus.
How many enemies would you say you have? Enemies.
Like real enemies?
Enemies. You can define it any way you want. That you can answer that however you want to.
I'm sure there's people who don't like me, but enemies, I would say none.
Yeah, enemies sound so evil.
I know. Like someone who's out to get me. Yeah. I don't think I have any enemies. I mean, I may.
Or,
there may be someone listening
right
now.
Or you're out to
get
them. It doesn't have to mean they are out to get you. They may not even know that you're
out
to get
them. I'm not out to get anybody. Enemies, no. Zero, I'll say.
Nicole.
Zero. I'm pretty sure I have people that don't like me, but not, I don't know. That's such a harsh word, I feel like.
Like an enemy is out to get, just not liking someone is not enough to make them an enemy. Like even if I didn't like someone, I would reach my hands out if they were drowning. I mean, a true enemy just laughs and sips their tea. And down they go.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
Bryn, how many enemies?
Currently, I've got no enemies. Maybe when I was younger and I got into fights and there was somebody that if I saw wherever,
You'd go crazy and beat them up.
Throw down. That I consider, you know, that to be an enemy.
But yeah, that would be an enemy for
sure.
I'm
way too old for that. Now
I'm just drop
like,
what you're doing and punch them in the face. That's an enemy.
It's on.
If I saw them now at my age, I'm just like, oh, I'm too tired. Hey, man.
I'm too old for enemies. What about you, Vinny? You got any enemies? Like true enemies?
No, I don't. And this is the good news. According to the results, the most popular answer by far is zero enemies.
Oh, we're so normal.
30,000 Americans mostly say they have zero enemies.
No enemies.
Even though we're divided by political ideas or whatever, it's good to know that we're not actually taking all that to heart. Or are we? I don't know. Sometimes we see the behavior out there and go, what the hell?
Right.
But
what is happening? You're still not my enemy. I'm not going to do anything to you, but.
You know what's really funny about the survey is I'm sure everybody does have an enemy. Like, I do have these moments when I'm driving. That guy is my enemy. Like, for that 30 seconds of time, I really am like.
You gotta curb that.
I know, I have, and I'm grown, you know, but I do fall into these moments where I'm like, that guy did that on purpose. I'm gonna get him!
That's the world is your enemy kind of thing, right?
Well, like I agree in a sense that, you know, if someone has purposefully made a move they know is wrong, you feel like you've been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like, and I've mentioned this to you before. There are things you do as a guy. I can't speak for women. I don't know, but you feel like your manhood has been, I have to get them back.
Right.
That's all.
Oh,
like you just got me. I can't go to bed tonight without knowing I got you back. It's weird. It's pathetic. It's ego driven. It's nonsense, but that's right.
Hmm.
20 minutes later, you feel like, oh, that was stupid. But, you know, in the moment, if he hopped out the car, oh, I'm hopping out the car, too. What are you, you know, during the COVID crisis.
Then he's really in trouble. No, you would. Of course you would. And you start breathing heavy on him.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to get you with my COVID breath.
Halloween candy time is here. I don't know what. I have no idea what it's going to look like. In our neighborhood, we plan to do some stuff on our street. I don't expect we're going to have kids rolling through here because we're not open for that business. We're not doing that.
We're not either.
Opening the door and giving stuff away. But here is a little candy story for you. We found a list of major brand name candy bars ranked according to how bad they are for you.
Oh, okay.
The, like, worst, the worst candy bar on the list of candy bars is Three Musketeers.
Oh, why is that?
They say, and these aren't in particular by calories, but they say they have the most sugar.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all nougat is, right?
I guess, yeah.
With the fluff in there.
I don't even like a Three Musketeer. Milky Way came in second as the worst candy bar for you, and I don't like that one either.
Milky Way is just Snickers without peanuts, isn't it?
Yeah, and you need the peanuts.
So the peanuts are so because they add protein, that makes Snickers more valuable?
Listen, all the candy bars make the list of being bad for you.
Yeah.
It's just the worst one is
the
Three
Musketeers.
How about a peanut butter
cup? How about that?
Baby Ruth came in third.
Oh, I love Baby Ruth. Oh, my God. I love Baby Ruth so much.
You do?
So good.
All right. I don't even know this. Chocolatey Payday? Mr. Good Bar.
Payday is just, I thought Payday was just peanuts and some kind of, like, it's almost like a peanut brittle.
It looks like it's a normal Payday wrapped in chocolate.
Oh, okay.
So it's called a Chocolatey Payday. Mr. Good Bar is in the top five of worst candy bars for you. Again, Snickers, Twix, Butterfinger, Kit Kats, Crunch Bars, all made the list. They're just slightly better for you because they have, as Sarah just called it, protein. So it takes up
Did you say Almond Joy or Mounds or anything?
Now, I don't see them on the list. I love Almond Joy, though.
Oh, my God.
Man, do I. They're so good.
So good. I'm always mad if John buys the candy ones. I don't want the ones that have, like, little boxes of Nerds and stuff. I'm like, where's my bag of candy I want to eat?
Right. Yeah, that's what I buy that, and that's my dessert regularly.
Mm, so good.
Here's some good news, too. A lot of couples have had to postpone their weddings this year. By the way, Bryn, you really, I mean, there you
bought
were in the middle
year.
Of having to deal with a wedding, and now it's just, you guys don't even mean, talk I'm about it anymore, right?
So bummed.
Oh.
Yeah, just, I don't know what to do about it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Let's ask Nicole if he's lying. Nicole, is he lying? Liars know.
Yes,
wow, you're acting. You know what? The best actor on the show today is Bryn. Both
oh,
of
I
us.
Don't know. I did have a death scene earlier.
I know, and he just beat you. Way to go, Bryn. Good job. A lot of couples have had to postpone their weddings this year, but it hasn't given many of them cold feet. They say over 80% have gone through the pandemic up to this point so far and still plan and can't wait to marry as soon as it's possible.
Hmm.
So that's good news.
Yeah, it is. It's good news. And if they have been spending quarantine together and they're still together, that's even better news, right? I mean, isn't this where it's times like these we find out if we can... if we can make it the long haul.
If you're compatible.
Right.
Right. Realtor.com says 13% of people say they're living in a house that's haunted. 13%.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
And more than half of them knew it before they moved in.
Oh. How'd they find that out?
I don't know whether they heard it or they were told. Maybe they were even told. This shows itself with strange noises, strange shadows, hot and cold spots, the feel in a certain room lets you know it's haunted, your pets reacting, very strange pet behavior, like a room gets cold and suddenly the dog is growling. And you feel a presence. Items moving by themselves. The feeling of being touched. Even though you're all alone in your house. Levitating objects. These are the...
Really? Oh, yes. A levitating object might really do it for me.
These
all
are
those
signs.
Other things I can explain, but a levitating object, I'm going to be like, okay, we're getting out of here now.
All right, let me ask you a question.
That chair is on the ceiling. Come on.
The house you want to get,
yes.
It's a rumor. It's going around. This house is haunted, and you're
yeah,
like...
I'm fine with that. I'm going to get it.
You're getting it.
Yeah. Even
you
though I've seen, you know, I am terrified. I'm currently watching The Haunting of Bly House or Bly Manor or something like that on Netflix, and... It's just, it's supposed to be really scary, but it's actually kind of comical. And so I'm like, those ghosts seem to not be all that bad. I mean, they're not really doing anything. So I would be fine with it. If I'd started to believe that there actually were ghosts, then I'd just go get some fake person with sage to, you know, purify the house. You know what people
fake
do?
Fake person with sage.
You know, the people who say I'm a medium and I can do a sage
right.
ceremony in your house.
Uh-huh.
We'll burn it and we'll chant. I'll do the chanting. I'll do all the stuff, you know?
You hear that?
Hear what?
Maybe it's just me. What? Did you? I'll tell you something. Maybe I should get her in here one of these days as we get closer to Halloween. My wife will tell you that she has absolutely seen a ghost in her house.
Oh my God, get her right now and let's play some
and
spooky music
I can't
and have
get
a
her
Halloween
right now.
Time.
She's actually working and juggling two kids.
And also it's
a I'll book it though. I'll get her on. She
all
will
right.
tell you also that her dad was there and saw it too. And they both have this story that there was a haunting in the house that in San Jose and I just sit there because I don't have
right,
because
you can't
on.
Have an argument with people who believe in like ghosts and spirits and stuff because they believe it.
Right.
And I believe that they believe it. And anything I say is just going to make me seem like a jerk. So I just
right.
shut up.
That's what I do. Oh,
and
yeah.
it's fun to buy into it, too. Like when someone has a really good ghost story, there are people who like they can freak you out and we'll play some scary music. We have to do this before Halloween.
Okay.
Next Friday. Because Halloween's on a Saturday. And
okay.
Yeah, next Friday is great. The 30th, so we can just do some Halloween stuff.
Good
then.
Idea.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. I'll be back with Tex after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.